Parker. You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. It's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Szolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, 10:39, Szolak and Bertrand here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Let's go to the Volkswagen, right?
Dealers expert hotline.
And let's bring in an expert NFL center, David Andrews, Patriots team captain, joins us now. Hey, David, another team win. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good. How do you like Zoe driving the bus here while Beetle is reconnecting? It's pretty smooth
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. Sorry, Dave.
You guys let Zoe in charge? That's scary.
you know what happened there.
Beetle's back with us now. You ready, Beetle?
Beetle?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you pump down? Cheer up. Beetle's upset.
What's wrong, man? You all right?
The Revolution lost, Dave. He's upset.
Yeah.
No.
I'm real down about that.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that soccer game last night?
No, I had a call with the YMCA. They were honoring Scar last night, so I was on that.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, that's nice.
How's he doing? Do you keep in touch with him regularly?
Yeah, I mean, we talk. He's doing good. So, you know, I know he's enjoying retirement. But Scar will always be someone a part of my life.
So you've been around when Scar stepped away and kind of came back and was helping out on some things. And then he eventually came back again. What was that period like for him? Being away from the game and how he, you know, sort of wanted to get right back into it once you retired.
Oh man, I don't really know exactly, but you know, it was obvious he missed it because when he came back, you could feel like he had never missed a beat. So, you know, just being around him, and for those that have been around him, you could tell that he missed it. He was ready to go when he came back. So, I think I'm glad I got to experience. Because I played with guys like the Ryan Wendells and Nate Solders, Marcus Cannon, Sebastian Vollmers, who talked about him and all the things that he did. So I was just glad to experience it there for a few years. Wasn't that glad to experience it a couple times while I was in it, but looking back, glad to experience it.
So when it comes to coaching at your position, on a week-to-week basis, I think a lot of people, when they think about a football team, they think about the coordinators, and they can sort of envision what a week is like in the NFL in terms of installing offense, defense with coordinators. What's your sort of day-to-day interaction with your positional coaches in the course of the work week?
I mean, a lot, right? And I think, obviously, the O-line's an interesting thing because, receivers, coaches, there's – three receivers most of the times, maybe two, maybe one, maybe four. Running backs, you know, one or two. Tight ends, two, maybe three. Quarterbacks, obviously one. And then us, it's five of us every play. I know from when I was out in 2019 and kind of in a different role and watching practice, having guys ask, it's hard to – I practice to see everything. It's hard to understand the whole picture sometimes because you might be watching the front side for a block and something happens on the back side, so you can't see everything. It's an interesting thing being an O-line coach, I think. But, I mean, we obviously interact a lot. You know, there are position coaches, and especially run game stuff and things like that.
Does Carmen Brasillo have anything extra to offer you, having been a center in college?
I mean, I think every coach has something, you know, to offer too. We've also got Billy Yates, who played here, played offensive line, has worked on the defensive side of the ball too. So I think that's what makes coaches, they each have something interesting to bring to the table, and everyone's different. So I think, you know, I've enjoyed working with all the coaches we've had here.
I was there for your post game. And I remember everything you said about, you know, the lack of the running game early, but, you know, you guys got it cranked up at the end of the game. After watching the film, did you see one or two things that like, ah, damn it, we could have done this better to get the run game going earlier in that game against the Titans?
Yeah. Obviously, they're good players and do a lot of things well. And obviously, we're playing some really good players this week, and got their own scheme. But looking back on it, it was more of us. It was not guys getting beat or, things like that. So, which is encouraging, but also frustrating. So like I've said that before, but I think that's always the case. It's encouraging when it's like, okay, we're not getting manhandled here, but also it's discouraging because what if, what could have been, if we had just gone to the right guy or done this right or communicated this right, whatever it may be, right? There's a million things, but, so encouraged with that, but also frustrated, and then some things we can do better. But, finish the game how we wanted to finish and got it going there at the end.
Yeah, I remember talking to you early in your career here about playing on the road up there in Buffalo. And you're like, I've played a bunch of SEC games where the noise is nuts. And I said, well, Bills Mafia is a little bit different. It's been a couple of years since you played in that environment up there. How looking forward to going up there on a Monday night are you for first place in AFC, up for grabs? AFC East.
I mean, look, this is why we're all here, right? It's for a game like this. You grow up playing football and loving to compete. It's for games like this. Prime time, only show in town. Obviously, one of the best places to play an NFL game. You know that. You know the environment there. It's one of a kind place. So, and then obviously, a really good football team we're about to play. And so, how could you not love this? Being a competitor, and how fortunate we are to be in this position.
David, I know you've talked about this at various points this year, but I know that you believe, and maybe your teammates as well, believe that you've got to play a physical brand of football to win in this league, and I know that's something that you've sort of focused on. Is this not sort of the perfect game to put that on display? You're going to go up against a tough physical team. Weather may not be great there. It's a division opponent. Is this one of those games where you put an extra emphasis on that?
I think you always put an extra emphasis on it, but I think, you don't want to go playing this game from, third and 15, third and 10, third and 9, on the road against a good front, a good team. That's not how you want to play this game. That's playing into their hand, at home, crowd noise, us having to communicate, all those different challenges and being – 3rd and 10+. So when you look at it as a player, an offensive lineman, all right, how do we win first and second down here? And it is by playing physical and getting the run game going and not becoming a one-dimensional team. So, I think all around as a team, we say every week to be a tough football team, you got to stop the run, run the ball, and cover kick. So that's what we're going to try to do and control what I can control with that and, my side of the ball.
All right, David. Well, we appreciate your time, and good luck on Monday night in Buffalo. It's a big one for sure.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good week, bud.
David Andrews, Patriot Center on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, 617-779-0985. We've got Bert Breer scheduled to join us coming up in just minutes at this point.
Yeah.
He'll be with us at 11 o'clock. You excited about that, Zoe?
I am after getting that Ohio State ass kicked this weekend.
Hell yeah, Bert. Let's do it.
Okay, that's coming up at 11. We'll get back to your calls next.